They say never meet your heroes, but I came Zoom to BFM call with one of them on Tuesday this week at 8 in the morning. It was 3 p.m. in New York time.
You're flustered, Millie.
I am flustered because this is like the pinnacle of my radio career.
Hell yeah.
I was lucky enough to interview A Savage, co-lead of Parquet Courts, and also on his own solo trance through America, then Australia, then New Zealand. He's playing at The Other's Way on the 30th of November. So get your tickets to The Other's Way. I don't know. This was just like the best moment of my life. So here is a little bit from A Savage, who talked to me about all things solo career.
Well, you've been playing it regularly, right? You've been blasting it on the air nonstop. So they already know, but I guess to the people who are just tuning in for the first time and are like, who's this guy? My name's A Savage. I play in a band called Parquet Courts. And, you know, it's kind of like a loud rock band, often like, you know, fast songs with a, you know, some might say abrasive vocal delivery. And I guess what I do outside of Parquet Courts, just the A Savage project, is, I mean, you can tell it's me, but it's quite different. It's maybe a bit slower. It's not as loud, and maybe not as abrasive. But it's still me, and it's me writing about, I guess, my life and things that are important to me. And, you know, it features instruments that Parquet Courts doesn't have, like saxophone and keys, for example. So I would just say, if you're a fan of, like, artists who try really hard at doing what they do, then check it out. It might be something you're into.
It's amazing. I mean, you are right. There's Parquet Courts, but then I think it's so great to hear you in this different light, you know, where it's potentially a little more raw, would you say?
Yeah, perhaps so. You could say that. I mean, I think there's got to be a certain element of rawness to anything that Parquet Courts does, but maybe it's a bit more stripped back sound-wise, but I don't know if that's even true, because the band on this record that I did last year, several songs about fire, it's like a 8-piece band. So I don't know. I'm really bad about describing and talking about what I do. So I guess I would just encourage listeners to start listening to it nonstop and on repeat until they know exactly, like, you know, what the vibe is.
I think that's fair advice.
Yeah.
You were saying that there's a lot of storytelling kind of about your life, about things that matter to you in your work. Where do you kind of get the inspiration from? Like, what really gets you going?
Well, I don't know. I guess I live my life in a way that whenever I am inspired, I just act on it. I think that's kind of the life of the artist. You know, you have to kind of live, you have to structure your life so that when inspiration does strike, you have some way to, like, honor that inspiration and try to remember it, or else you will forget it. Take it from me. So I just really, whenever something does happen that I think could be a lyric or a song, I write it down or play it or just try to get it into my head or leave a voice memo or something. But as far as, like, what inspires me, what kind of things from my life, I mean, really, it could be anything. I guess as a lyricist, I try to use words in a way that, I guess, make people feel something and relate it to their own lives.
You can hear that. I think there's quite an element of poetry in your lyrics. Do you feel quite connected to poems? Like, do you write a lot of poems? Do you read a lot of poems?
I do read poetry. Yeah, I do. Do I write them? Yeah, I don't feel bashful about saying that my work is poetry. I used to, but I don't anymore. So that's, yeah, I mean, I've met you know, I've met poets and read poets, and they share their work with me. And, you know, I come at them, you know, kind of with this energy of like, oh, I'm a songwriter, you're a poet. But then I read their work and I'm like, this stinks. My shit's better than this. So I don't know. Yeah, I feel no qualms about calling myself a poet.
I like that you're just owning it.
Some poets are you know, maybe a bit gatekeepy about poetry. And like, you know, there were a lot of people that were upset when Bob Dylan won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. And because they were like, oh, he's a musician, he's not a poet. And I think that if you're making that kind of distinction, then maybe, I don't know, you need to like realize that like art is just art and it manifests itself in a lot of different ways.
I mean, you're somewhat of a kind of multimedia, aren't you? You do, you know, paintings, drawings, and you're also in the music biz, and then you've got your poetry side. You're no stranger to art flowing in many forms.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I like, there's a lot of different ways I like to do it.
How does being a solo artist differ, you know, from working alongside the wonderful band of Parquet Court? How is it being different, being out there on your own as a creative writer?
That's on my mind a lot right now, because tomorrow I start the first of four consecutive nights at Union Pool in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm calling from right now. And it's just going to be me and my guitar. So I've been doing a lot of shows like that recently. And I don't get nervous when I'm with a band, but I do get nervous when I do this, because it's just me. And, you know, any mistake is going to be very evident, because just me and my guitar. And I feel like I can maybe get away with a bit more when there's a band kind of disguising everything. And that's why, like, when I do play with musicians, I try to pick very good ones so that they can kind of lift me up. I do get quite nervous about doing the solo thing, especially when it's just because it's you know, it's very purely me. Parquet Courts is a band that I'm one member of, and I share that membership with three other people, you know. But when you're just presenting something, especially if it's under your own name, like A Savage's, then it feels more personal.
There's really nothing to hide behind, is there?
Exactly right, yeah. And, you know, you've got to sing every word right, and you've got to own every word, and you've got to try as hard as you can to play all the right notes.
Who has worked alongside you to create some of your solo works? You mentioned several songs about fire and also your earlier record, Thawing Dawn. Who's worked alongside you? Because I know, although it's a solo effort, people help.
It takes a village.
It does.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can tell you, on several songs about fire, you have people like Jack Cooper, who plays in the band Modern Nature, and previously in bands like Ultimate Painting and Mazes. And you've got Jeff Tobias, who plays in Modern Nature, as well as Sun Watcher. You've got Kate LeBarn, who is, you know, just an amazing, in my opinion, one of the best songwriters going right now. But not just that, an amazing musician, like truly, like a wonder on every instrument she touches. You've got Dylan Hadley, who plays with Kate, but also plays with her band called Sharpie Smile, formerly Kamikaze Palm Tree. And also she plays in White Fence, which is one of the best American bands of the last 20 years, I would say. You know, on sax, there's Ewan Hinchelwood, who plays live with Kate. And yeah, the record was produced by the one and only John Parrish. So I did have some help, and I had some very good help from some very talented people.
When I saw Kate's name pop up that she was collaborating with you, I was so excited. I'm a massive fan of hers too.
Oh, same. I mean, yeah, so was I.
It is such an honor and a privilege to be interviewing the wonderful A Savage. I started by kind of fleshing out his solo career. He's known as the front man of Parquet Courts, so you know, it often gets a little confused, but A Savage is very different to Pake Quartz. You know, it's a completely different kind of creative slant. He's also a painter, a poet, a drawer. Is that the word? An illustrator, there you go. And yeah, I mean, it's just an honour and a privilege to be able to talk to him. So I thought before we talk more and go into more his live performance, I thought we would play a couple of songs from A Savage, starting with Thawing Dawn, the title track of his first album, moving on to My My, My Dear, one of my favourite tracks off Several Songs About Fire. You're listening to 95BFM.
No one knows you quite the way that I do. No one owes me, not especially you. Find a river and deliver my remains to it soon. This I request of you. Said a person that I knew from my sleep. Savage, I'm free, but I ain't cheap. The thing you ache with has a function, either beat it or bleed. What could I say to them? Man on fire and he's heading for truth. Watched him burning as I sat on the stoop. A couple seconds felt like hours till I finally moved to beat the flames from him. Most religion is as far from faith as the sun is from the shadows it shapes. Well, I can hardly say for certain if I'm trapped or escaped when I'm away from you. When the summer draws the bugs in the house and an acquaintance takes the form of a spouse, I need you wildly as a blue jay needs a tune he can sing into the afternoon. Welcomes back the dead.